This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about Habitat for Humanity and also Roots Rendezvous. A lot coming up. Melissa Cross is here with us from Habitat for Humanity and Gloria Christie from Roots Rendezvous. Melissa, starting off with you, tell us a little bit about what all is happening.
Well, good morning, Scott. Yes, we've got lots of things going on. And one of my favorite Habitat events is the Hammerdown for Habitat Poker Run, which is always the third Saturday in September. And the exciting thing is that this year, we are also partnering with Roots Rendezvous, or better known as Uncle Dave Macon Days Presents Roots Rendezvous. So we'll start out with our usual thing of having cars and motorcycles go out on a 100-mile poker run across Middle Tennessee. And what they do is they stop at each stop and they pick up poker cards. And that's to create a hand at the end for prizes.
Now, has it always been 100 miles? I guess I didn't realize it was
that. It's always been about that. Sometimes it's 90-something, sometimes a little over 100 miles. Again, it's across Middle Tennessee, and I don't know the route right now. We usually have the guys go out and figure out a nice route, but it's always a fun route for both cars and motorcycles.
It sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, especially the countryside, driving through that, yeah. And, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, and as far as cars, we do have some classic cars. We do have some car clubs, but anybody can just drive in their car. It's just a fun drive, and again, you pick up the poker cards.
It raises money for a very important cause, and that is helping to build homes right here in the Rutherford County area.
Absolutely, and that's what we do. We are the Rutherford County area Habitat for Humanity. So we are an affiliate of Habitat International, but we are here in Murfreesboro and cover Rutherford County, and we build in Rutherford County.
And for anybody who may not be that familiar with Habitat, or they just don't quite understand what the whole house project is and right. What you guys do, explain that a little bit, because I think there's some people who think or they assume there's folks out there getting free houses.
Free houses, right. They say that
like
all
that.
The time. No, these are people who are working and they earn 40 to 80% of the area median income. They would not qualify for a typical home mortgage. Right now they're renting and they are spending more than 50% of their monthly income on housing alone. And we know the rental prices really
sky high.
And it's even just hard to find some because the properties are being purchased and then they resell them. There really aren't that many rental properties, but they're working people. They work in all the places we need people to service, in the hospitals and schools and the various stores and retail outlets and your local veterinary shop and all those kind of places. And they work very hard. But they go through a year-long program of learning, getting financial literacy, and learning how to become a homeowner and how to maintain a home. And then they actually are buying their home. But the point is that they're buying with an affordable mortgage, and that mortgage will not be more than 30% of their monthly income.
Here in Rutherford County, it has definitely gotten harder and harder, especially for first-time home buyers,
right.
Because the cost of a house today is so much more than what it was 10 or 15 years ago.
Absolutely. And of course, Habitat, we can build houses cheaper than other developers. We have a wonderful property at Legacy Point here in Murfreesboro, and that land, other developers didn't really want it because it's on a lot of rock. But we build up from the ground. We build on slabs.
And once this person takes over the ownership of this new house for them and their right. family, you know, 10 years, 15 years down the road, if they want to sell the house, if they want to get a different house, they're able to do that.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so they're buying a home just like any of us are buying a home. And they have to maintain it. But you know, these are very well-built homes. They are energy efficient. Their utility bills will be very low. So they can afford it on their income, which is low to moderate, but they can afford that. They can learn how to maintain their home. And it's a wonderful community out at Legacy Point.
And what
we're
size?
Hoping to buy more land soon.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah. But what size of house are a lot of these folks building? Are they buying?
They're 1,300 square feet or larger. We build mostly one level. We do have some two-story homes. And we just had a panel build for one of our upcoming Habitat homeowners, and she's got a larger family, so it's going to be a two-story home.
Okay.
But yeah, and I really invite anybody to come out to Legacy Point off of Twin Oak Drive, kind of on your way to the quarry. And if you get to the quarry, you've passed it, but you'll see it. Just look at the homes. They're really nice.
As you're talking about them, I'm also thinking it's harder to find a home that's that entry-level size, you know, between 1,200 and 1,500 square feet. You can't find those anymore.
Right. And these homes have garages, which is really nice. And they have sidewalks, and you know, that's the thing, is we wanted to make a livable community where they can walk down the street and they can meet their neighbors. And that's the other good thing, is our Habitat Future homeowners have gotten to know each other as they go through the program. So they know them, and they know their kids and everything like that.
Feels like what a neighborhood used to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So our big, you know, money raiser this year has been our golf event, which we just had, and Hammer Down for Habitat, and our Cooking to Build events. So those are great events that help us build more homes.
And then Gloria Christie also here. Gloria, talk to us a little bit about where good old Uncle Dave fits into this picture.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Scott. When you talk about Legacy Point, I was thinking the proximity to the center of Tennessee, right there with the center of Tennessee marker, the obelisk out there. I was thinking, and also a close proximity to the Kittrell community, where Uncle Dave Macon raised his family and is buried, and then hop, skip, and jump to Hop Springs. It all fits. You just have to connect the dots.
I just have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it from the 30,000 feet up. Of course, we've been involved with Habitat, our studio, for a long time, and just cherish the people that are coming out of that program.
They do all the portraits of our Habitat
families. Oh, cool.
Families.
Okay.
Well, we just love that. We love, because some folks, we want that to be a part of their decor when they get into their home. There's nothing like a family portrait. And just recently, having lost Tom, more than we just didn't have a recent family portrait. We can all identify with that. But there is so much about Uncle Dave Macon and Uncle Dave Macon Days integrating with the social aspects of our community. That's why we've partnered with Habitat, because music goes along with bringing people together as family and friends and neighbors. You know, they'll sitting on the front porches and picking and dancing and all. The old hee-haw deal, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Go ahead, Tom. Yeah. Tell them about your connection with that, because that's what really got us started.
I actually used to work on the Hee Haw Show.
Oh, cool.
And I worked with TNN also. So the great thing about this, and Gloria came to us, that Hammer Down for Habitat poker run will end at Hop Springs, and that's on September 20th. Uncle Dave Macon Days and Roots Rendezvous will be the September 19th, 20th, and 21st.
So for the poker run, when it's all over that day, they're going to celebrate with music and just hang out and relax?
Yes. It'll be a celebration. And we want to celebrate the families that are getting homes and that initiative. And we will be having a community service fair with other agencies, just like we used to do. And we're going to honor those and showcase the services that are here that relate. In fact, the theme for Uncle Dave Macon Days Roots Rendezvous this year is coming coming home. And you know what that means. When you come home to your home every night, you want a place, a respite. You want a place to renew and re-energize yourself for the next day. Because somehow or another, within American society, I was thinking about this morning, work has become toil. Have y'all thought about that? We toiled. I bet everybody here worked on their yard this weekend.
Absolutely.
Right?
It was nice.
Toil to me, Scott. I'm sorry. Especially with Ben and Will, you can imagine what that was like. But when you're coming home and you're sitting out on the front porch or back rejuvenizing yourself, you do need a place. And I think it's just unfortunate that we have come to a place where there's not inventory in our community. We know there's resources. We know there's ideas, from homelessness to a home, whatever resources as a community we can gather together. But we can't do this alone. We have to do this in community. And that's why we are going to celebrate that and offer those resources there at Roots Rendezvous Uncle Dave Making Days this year.
Gloria, you have been here for years, and you've seen the prices change of homes over those years.
Well, yeah. In fact, I just thinking about what Tom and I paid for our home and what it's worth now, but go out and buy a home right now. I can't sell my house and go find me something else. That's not going to do. And there's a conundrum going on because for various life circumstances, it changes in your life. Where, like in my case, you know, I lose a husband and then you lose your income. You know about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to pull together as a community. And I think it's no mistake that that legacy is right there in the center of Tennessee. We're right here in the center, the heart, the pulse of Tennessee. We could be instrumental in bringing social service agencies and all our community organizations, the financial institutions. We've done it so many times before. We pulled together as a community and became an idea group that permeates throughout the community and maybe be a spotlight, an object lesson for the United States and the world. What about that?
Yeah.
Is that a big dream?
Sounds perfect. You know, and for anybody who's not from this area, who just moved here over the last 5 to 10 years or so, there was a point where really the 80s into the 90s and maybe even up to 2000, where you could buy about an 1,800 square foot to 2,000 square foot home for between $85,000 and $95,000. But there was a turning point. It was like maybe 2001 or two that everything changed. It felt like overnight.
'Cause work became toil. It did. I mean, you think about it. You go to work, you come home. You don't have time for anybody else because you're working all the time.
Yeah.
And it's time to play. I'm declaring this is time to play.
It's play date.
Time to play. A play date. Listen, that's what Melissa, we've been playing for three months together. We've had so much fun.
But so the music at Roots Rendezvous is just really wonderful and eclectic. I mean, it's not, you know, I think a lot of people just think it's bluegrass, but it's not hillbilly bluegrass. It's a lot of great musicians and great music from Friday all the way through Sunday. I mean, it's really a great thing. And what is the price to get into?
It's $10 for the parking, and that's cheap as it can be.
Right.
And of course, the vendors will have things on sale and we'll have food trucks and all of that. But yeah, there's all of that. Basically, it's just get yourself in a car and go, you know? And Melissa's right. Us working together to focus on the music, because I think music was so much a part of our area. And we've talked about this. Rutherford County's music, the Roots music movement here began with the contiguous counties, which really fed into Nashville. We were the incubator or a feeder source for the Grand Ole Opry. And you might want to tell them, we are, by the way, Charlie McCoy is coming.
Good.
So I can tell her something she doesn't know.
So I just wanted to say that my good friend Charlie McCoy, who was the music director for the Hee Haw Show, and I've worked with him for years, and he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's also a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. He will be coming out to Roots Rendezvous on the Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night. And Gloria could tell you more about that. But it will be great to have him. Charlie has worked with everybody. And I'm talking about Bob Dylan to Dean Martin to every single country music person in the world, I think.
It's pretty cool. When you look at the history of not only music, but also television and all the different shows and the videos and whatnot that surround Music City, Nashville. Right. I mean,
it's
there's a lot.
It's our gift.
And this will be a great tribute to all of that.
Well, and Charlie's presence there is going to be in the Dewdrop Jamboree. Melissa, tell him why we're doing that.
So we're doing a tribute to the Grand Ole Opry.
The 100th anniversary. 100th. That's our own celebration.
Yeah. Right. I guess 100 years. You think about it, it's hard to imagine. But
And Uncle Dave was a part of that history. When he'd get in his... He never drove a car, so somehow or another he got to Nashville. I think it was with Sam and Kirk McGee over in Franklin and then go over to the station and whatever. I don't know exactly.
1940s?
40s? But in the 20s, too.
Early on.
Because and he was called the Dixie Dewdrop. That was his performance name. But he was the first superstar of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
He predated Roy Acuff. And the other thing, guys, he really was so innovative with his picking style, and maybe you can tell me more about that part of the history. I just wing it, Scott. but there's so much about the way he played. The Clawhammer style of banjo is a lot of early rock and roll. They picked him. And people forget that happened right here in our Kittrell community on the porches at Reedyville. And here we go again, Roots Rendezvous, Hop Springs. And the other reason for that is what she's talking about, what Melissa's talking about, this new music that is coming out of country right now. I call it root rock. I think it's just something special. It's all those young musicians that are reinventing it.
Yeah.
She saw it firsthand when we did the press conference. I mean, you've seen them out there. It's incredible.
They bring back these old styles and with Uncle David.
Right.
And the way he picked it was almost like a double pick to a person's regular pick on each string. I mean, it was so quick, and it was interesting.
Because it emulated dance. You know, the buck dancing in bluegrass was, they wanted the rhythm, the staccato rhythm. They didn't have drums, or it was really percussion.
Yeah. Anyway. It's fascinating, though.
It is fascinating.
And then, so on top of that, we're adding in cars.
Yes. How cool is that?
It's cool. And then what's fascinating about that is Uncle Dave, even when cars were around, he refused to drive them, which is fascinating to me to be that type of personality.
It's a dichotomy, isn't it?
it's cool, though.
We will have some cars from that era. And Celia is with the Stones River AACA, which is the Antique Car Association. And, they bring some great cars out to Hammerdown.
So, Celia, what types of cars are we going to see there?
We're going to see a whole variety of cars from the 30s and all the way up to the 60s and 70s.
So muscle cars, everything.
Yes, yes.
What are your favorites when you look back over the years?
I guess it's the cars that I grew up in the 70s. Now, my husband is a Ford man, but I'm a Chevrolet person, but we still get along.
That's like having a Democrat and a Republican in the same house.
No, and the thing is to listen to Gloria and Melissa talking, I've been involved with Habitat in the different communities I've lived in, and that's when I first talked to Melissa, and it was back in 2022. And when they talked about this Hammerdown Poker Run, I invited her to our clubhouse. And our clubhouse is located at Cannonsburg Village. Well, is an interesting thing. Uncle Dave Macandays used to be at Cannonsburg, and we've been in the car club long enough that I remember the days. And in fact, we even have an Uncle Dave Macandays movie when the musicians would play. Families could come in our clubhouse and watch that movie. So it's an interesting combination.
We've all come together.
And two, Melissa was talking to our club about this Hammerdown Poker Run. We now do cruises through Middle Tennessee, and it's a good way for people who have moved in. There's a lot of people who have moved into this county that would love to see the scenic drive through Middle Tennessee, because it is beautiful, but also it's a worthwhile cause to help these families build their homes. And that's what I like to encourage. It's not just antique. Bring any car. We'd love to have you come. It's a fellowship, and we just had a car show at Cannonsburg. And we all have a story, and it's fun to get together and share those stories. But then the great love, my husband and I, when we lived in Jackson, Tennessee, the old country store, every Thursday night we would be there listening to country music. So now it's a combination of cars and music. What could be better? That's why I want to invite any car club members to come. They would enjoy not only the drive, but the fellowship, and now the music. It couldn't be any better than that.
There too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, if you got a car club and you want to have some things, I mean, most people do have some things to sell also, and also invite new people to come join your car club.
As more and more people move into Rutherford County, are you seeing new interest in different types of vehicles?
Yes, we are. And we just had through field trips come to our clubhouse. We've got a museum. We had 295 children from local schools.
Wow.
From ages third grade up through high school. And we do have two teams that enter the Humans Great Race. It's not a speed race, it's a time race. And of course, we had some young folks chuckle at that. But when they saw the trophies that our junior car club won, the X Cup, then they got real interested. So we are trying to incorporate, you know, the younger car, the younger generation, to get into these cars, and also the older folks. We had a show at the VA in Murfreesboro, and we had a man that drove an older car, and he said, I learned to drive like that. So the man let him ride in it, and that took him back to his younger years of learning to drive in a 1930s Ford sedan.
Oh,
so
cars those kind of show memories.
And then you combine it with music. You know, music, it's one of those things that can bring everybody together despite their age, despite really their background, everything.
Driving in your 68 Mustang.
Right.
Listening to those songs. And there will be another car show at the VA.
That's right.
On the 10th.
And again, all of this helps to not only spotlight Habitat for Humanity, but to raise funds to build and get more involved in building these homes.
Right.
And if anybody would like to learn more about maybe applying to buy a house through Habitat, to learn about that, how do they do that?
Well, we will open up applications in the spring of 26. We right now have a good group of upcoming future homeowners who have been going through the program, but we will open that up again then. And there is information on our website. It always changes a little bit every year, but we'll open it up and people will apply. Usually we get like 500 people interested in it, and then they put in their application. They have to show their income and all of that. But, you know, we'll probably choose another 20 people to go through our program.
So there is, I guess, a waiting list of some sort in order for people to be a part of Habitat.
Right. We try not to make the waiting list too long so that, because we have a couple of people who have been in the waiting list for almost 2 years. That's why we try not to open up the applications too far in advance, so that we can have that group go through all their education, and we just had graduation, and then the next group will start their education.
And when you have a program like Habitat, I mean, it's going to be successful. You're going to have people who want to be a part of it. But what are the backgrounds of those who do come to you or who go through the program and who buy that first house?
Well, most of them come from families who have never owned a home. And this is, you know, they're the first time homeowner in their family even. And, of course, as I say, they've been paying very high rental prices. Mm-hmm. So many have had to move around so much because, you know, that place closes down. They have to find a new home. And, of course, what does that do to the kids?
Mm-hmm.
They've got to change schools, and they just don't have that security of a stable home. So, I could go on and on about what it means to own a home, get into a stable home. The kids in out at Legacy Point and in our Habitat homes do much better in school. They have better attendance. And the adults do better in their work.
workforce, so they get, you know, raises and promotions, and they it's a great thing for everybody, and of course great for the community.
Of course, there's something different about going home to your very own house as opposed to renting a house that you know deep down it's not yours.
You
it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Yes, you have great pride. And I, you know, again to what Gloria was saying, when they do the portraits of these families, I mean, those people almost cry when they see their
I'm sure some do,
yeah, some of them have never had a family portrait, ever, a professional one.
And if you come out to our Habitat house dedications, I mean, you just get, I get tingles just thinking about it, because, you know, it's just a big, big thing. It will change their lives forever.
And then when you talk about, they are the first real homeowners in their family, looking back to their grandparents, great-grandparents. I mean, that's a big thing.
Many have grown up in really poor conditions, because we know a lot of rental properties may have mold and rotting floors and all sorts of things. So they've really been in some terrible situations growing up. Just such a wonderful thing.
Where can people learn more about these upcoming events?
On our website, rchfh.org, which stands for Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity.org, and I always post all of the upcoming events on there. You can just click on Hammer Down for Habitat page.
Sounds good. Again, we're going to take a short break talking about Habitat for Humanity right here in Rutherford County. And, of course, Roots Rendezvous as well. And that's where the big poker run will come to a close. And, again, the date.
Poker run is September 20th. Roots Rendezvous is the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
The Action Line at WGNSradio.com.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat, or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn, or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri-Park, celebrating 50 years.
Hey, this is Ben with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least master prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Melissa Cross with us in studio right now with Habitat for Humanity. And then also Miriam Benjamin, also with us. And I guess, tell us a little bit about what you do, Miriam.
Thank you, Melissa, for inviting me. Melissa is such an amazing human. I'm honored to know her. I am a digital marketing advisor with Best Digital. I'm also an artist myself. I really want to enhance everything that they're doing at Habitat for Humanity and really enhance and empower and encourage everything Melissa does. I just want to help spread the word about all of the efforts that they're doing and in the channels that I can reach that maybe they can't reach right now.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. What we really were talking about was Earth Day and Earth Month, which has been April, but every day is Earth Day at the Habitat Restore.
That's right.
Because we actually are recycling items that would go to the landfill. And we know we can't have those items in the landfill anymore. So people can bring their household goods and furniture and things like that to the Habitat Restore, where we recycle them and sell them to people in new homes. And those people can refinish them and restore them and do whatever they want to do.
And it's fascinating at times what you can find there at the Restore.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
You can
absolutely
find things from older Victorian homes to who knows what.
Right. And so what Miriam and I were talking about was this whole trend of young people and others who are into thrift store decorating. So that's finding tables and chairs and sofas and things like that. And again, recycling them, giving them new life, repurposing them. There's so many items that we get that are not for their original purpose anymore, like big entertainment centers.
Yeah, what can you do with those?
You don't have that big TV to go in there. So you can put in shelving and things, and you can make it a bar, make it a wardrobe, you know, shelves and a rod, and you've got a nice wardrobe. And they're usually really nice pieces. They just don't do what they were intended to do.
What's the most interesting thing you've come across there over the years?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't even think about that. But what I do love to do is go out into the Restore and find things and say, this could be that, or you could finish this. Even a table that has a rough top on it, you can tile that.
Yeah.
And make a whole new table out of it. So really what Miriam brings to this, and we just have been talking and working together, she knows social media influencers. And I mean, it's such an amazing thing, these influencers who then show different projects and different things, and these people are into thrift store decorating.
So what types of projects do they take on?
Oh, everything. I mean, I really feel like this started with YouTubers, actually, and YouTubers are still alive and well, thankfully, too. They are some of the biggest influencers when it comes to recycling and reusing furniture. You will see people, like something that came to my mind was an influencer who made tables out of old doors, and I love that. And people, you know, with the internet now and with AI, there's so much knowledge out there available for people, which has really, I think, encouraged people to try things out for themselves, where usually they would have to get a manual on something or an expert would have to redo the table. But now there's also YouTube videos to show you how to do it. So there's so much, you know, there's so much at our fingertips. There's so much knowledge out there that people have taken advantage of. And you see people doing their entire homes that way. And this new generation as well is really into thrifting in general. Like having vintage clothing is really big right now. And I think, why not take advantage of that for the good of humanity and the earth, right?
And so they'll take old doors or whatever it may be and then change it into who knows what.
Right. Yeah. Old beds even. I've seen all sorts of things made out of beds. And then all sorts of things made into beds used as headboards.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is invite social media influencers to come into the Restore and find some items and show us through their own videos and things how they restored or repurposed or recycled those items.
And what kind of price point are we talking about for most of the stuff at the Restore?
Oh, gosh, it's, you know, we've had a $10 couch before. We try and really do what we can to have low, low prices. And if it's a brand new item, because we do have some of those, you know, we'll try and just make it a third of the usual cost. But the great thing that we kind of are announcing is we've been invited to Bonnaroo Music Festival to showcase these kind of things, because Bonnaroo is actually very into the environment and environmental causes, and they like to see redecorating with thrift store and, you know, recycling anything you can.
Yeah. So what are you going to set up at Bonnaroo?
So they've invited us to be in this tent that will have a big display area, and we're hoping that through Miriam and her connections with social media influencers that some of them will be there and can show, here's this great table, and they'll have photos and video and stuff. Here's this table that I bought for $10 or $15.
And now it's worth $2,000.
Yeah, and now look at it. So it's very exciting, and again, I think it's what really the younger generation likes. Although, I'm going to say my generation, not telling you my age, but my generation loved that too.
That's cool. Yeah. And if they don't know where the ReStore is, what do you tell people as far as finding it?
I mean, if people know the Patterson Center, we're just right down the road from that. We're on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And a lot of people pass by the store thinking we're not open to the public, but we are. You can buy, and you can also donate your items there.
That's what I was going to ask. So if somebody's remodeling their house, can they bring you anything out of that remodel?
Yes, and virtually anything. We don't take mattresses, and they can also call us for a pickup. So if they have a large item that we can pick it up too.
And can you look online to see what you have in stock before you come out there?
I usually post things on Facebook. I'll post again today. You know, it's hard sometimes because as soon as I post something,
it's gone.
It's gone. And we just have one of that couch or one of that table. But I post pretty much every day all of that. And also, again, come donate your items.
On social media, do we just search for Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, just, yes, Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity.
Sounds
good. We do Facebook mostly, and we do have Instagram and Pinterest.
We're pretty much out of time, so if anybody would like to learn more about any of this or to sign up for the poker run coming up, where do we go online?
Go to the website. That's the best way. We do have tickets for Hammer Down on Eventbrite.
Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. It's always good to stop in and see you.
Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.